Good morning, it's 8:43. This is 97 at the Hill, and welcome to this week's Adopt a Pet. Each week we meet a different dog or cat looking for a forever home. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Houndswood Village of Durham, a brand new townhome community that has taken pet friendly to another level. And today with me by telephone is Randy from the Goat House Refuge. And Randy, I understand you have a great kitten. I'm looking at her picture right now. Tell me all about Sissy.
There's a great pictures of her. She almost looks like she's posing for the camera in those pictures, doesn't she?
Exactly. And we're going to put her on our website and on social media later on today. She really is kind of alluring. It's almost like she's saying, come and get me.
Yeah. Well, her name is Sissy, and she has a sister, Bandit, and they're both currently in a foster home, which is really an ideal situation because the cats get very socialized and used to being around people. And in Sissy's case, she's also used to being around a dog because there's a dog in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So she would, it's a well-mannered dog, but it shows that if someone adopted her in a home with a dog, she'd probably do fine.
Well, let me ask you this. Tell me how Sissy got her name.
Oh, yeah. Well, she had a brother who got adopted just not too long ago, and her brother was called Brother Cat, and she has a sister named Bandit, because her sister is kind of a calico, and has these small black markings around her eyes, so she looks like a bandit.
Uh-huh. Sissy, I understand, is the smallest of that group, but she makes for a huge personality.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not unusual. Just as in most species, the female tends to be a little bit on the smaller side compared to the males. So she's the smaller female in the group. Her brother was a little bit bigger, but yeah, she has a big personality, and she bounces around her foster home and with a favorite toy in her mouth and. She's really a great cat from what my understanding.
I understand that she enjoys just looking out the window, and she always kind of softly meows when somebody passes by.
Yeah. Yeah, she is a mild meow. We should probably describe what she looks like. Yeah, we said she's very photogenic, but she's a classic tabby cat with the letter M on her forehead and beautiful ears and yellow eyes and a white bib. And white little booties, and she would just be what you would just call a classic tabby cat.
Everybody, please check out the listing on chapelboro.com a little bit later on in the day, because you're going to love these pictures of this little kitty. And I'll put her on Facebook, and we'll put her on Instagram and everywhere else and get her adopted, that's for sure. Randy, take a moment, if you would, and explain to everybody who may not know what the Goat House Refuge is all about and how people can find out more.
Yeah, well, we're a refuge. We're a nonprofit refuge. And we are 100% funded by private donations. And we're just a little bit north of Pittsburgh. And we typically have 300 cats, which is about what we are on site. That doesn't include the cats like Sissy who are out in foster homes.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're having it that people have to contact us for an appointment because of the whole COVID situation.
Yeah.
But if they would make an appointment with us, we could have Sissy there, and they could come to check her out, or they could come to check out all the other cats that we have right now. We're kind of on the tail end of what we call kitten season right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to have a big decrease in our kitten population, and when we go into the winter months, it's not unusual for us to not have any kittens at all.
Yeah.
But right now we have probably around, I'm not sure how many we have on site, but in total, including the ones in foster, it's around 80 kittens.
Wow. Well, hopefully you'll get them all adopted between now and the time the winter weather gets here.
I think so. Our last 2 months we adopted out, if you include our adoptions that we have with our partner, Cattails Cat Cafe on Franklin Street there in Chapel Hill, if you include their adoptions, the last 2 months we had over 40 adoptions per month.
That's fantastic.
So, so we're really going to have a big year this year. We're going to be well over 300 cats adopted this year.
Randy, what's the I know that folks may want directions to the Goat House Refuge, and certainly they want to get in touch with you before they do that to make an appointment, but give us the website address where they can find out all the information.
Yeah. We're goathouserefuge.org, and then if they put in their GPS, Alton Road, Pittsburgh, they'll find us. Because when they get there, Alton is kind of a dead-end road, and there's a sign there for the Goat House Refuge.
It really is beautiful out there. It's quite a refuge. That's a good word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Randy, listen, I appreciate everything you do and all the folks at the Goat House Refuge. Just a wonderful job saving all those cats and getting them adopted. And 300 cats, folks. I mean, I'm serious. That's a lot of cats. So please adopt Sissy or any of the other cats because they have some great ones out there. Randy, thanks very much.
Once you get those pictures on your website, Chapelboro, on your Facebook, someone's going to fall in love with her instantly. I know it.
Oh, I know. You're exactly right. Hey, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is Randy from the Goat House Refuge. You can visit the on-demand section of chapelboro.com a little bit later on in the day. And thanks once again to Houndswood Village for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. The team at Houndswood Village knows it can be rough to find the right place for you and your pet. Their townhomes in Durham are brand new. They've taken every step to be sure you and your furry family friends have a great place to call home. Visit online at houndswoodvillage.com, and you can find out more. Good morning. It is 8:49. This is 97.9 The Hill.